One of the reasons why nowadays they don't really have many monks in each temple because monks are like just like normal people. They do have defilements, but it's usually have stronger effects on monks if they give in to the impurities. In terms of practice, they wouldn't progress. He's telling about a story in the Buddha's time. There is this one monk rolling up on and all these seaweeds, you can see clearly through the water. So he used his hand just trying to touch the seaweed, and the seaweed, part of the seaweed broke, and his hand caught it. That's kind of break the precept for the monk, even though it's unintentionally he suffered the consequences. He had such a hard time making progress in his practice. So this story is telling that even especially for monks or people who in the religious sects, they need to really be careful with the precepts and moral codes. There are so many regulations, and like for monks, they can't really make noise when they eat. That breaks the codes for monks as well. Or they can't sit like that casually, leisurely, kind of like spreading all the arms and legs. So that's also the misconduct. Or they cannot wear shoes when they go to other people's house. They can't stand up going to the toilet. It requires a break of a habit, right? Because for a meal, they need to stand when they go to the toilet. So they have to be really careful and be mindful. They can't eat while walking. They have to sit down properly. So there are lots of regulations and conducts they have to keep. Many people are disheartened or discouraged by this because they're afraid they can't keep it perfectly. That's one of the reasons why there are less and less monks nowadays. Even in the old days, there are so many monks complaining about the codes. And the Buddha said it's actually not many. There's only one rule you need to keep. That's having mindfulness. Because with mindfulness, you'll be aware of all your conduct. And you won't break the moral codes. So to be able to keep the good conduct and code, moral codes, having mindfulness is the key. When you keep observing what's going on in your mind, you can control the behavior of yourself. So try to have mindfulness, have sati, so you are aware of all your conduct. So after listening to all his teaching all this time, and you haven't started having sati or practicing, cultivating mindfulness, maybe it's about time you stop coming. Whenever you have mindfulness, you're aware of emotions or even any formations of fabrications within your heart or your mind. You can choose the conduct, you can choose the approach of your behavior in response to that perception. Because the mind is the boss, right? So to break a conduct or moral code, start it off with the thinking. So if you have the mindfulness intact, you're aware of all of your thinking and the emotions inside, you can choose the approach to things. And with mindfulness, your heart and your mind wouldn't be easily overpowered by all defilements. And with mindfulness, your mind can also gain concentration and gain that impartial observer. So the key to have the concentration is for the mind to be with something, an object or whatever that it's happy to be with. For example, Longpa likes observing the breath. When he breathes in and out, he's happily stay with it. If he does something else, like chanting, which is he doesn't find it's suitable for him, his mind becomes stressful. But he used to try that though. He used to try breathing in put and say put, breathe out and say to in his mind. Always count 1 to 10, up and down. He finds it too stressful for his mind. But he tried it when he was really young, so it's too difficult for him. So instead of counting 1 to 10 and then 10 down to 1, he count 1 to 100 because he finds it easier and his mind is more comfortable being with it. So the mind is has the mind of its own. You can't really control them, and you can actually train them. Give it a skill. For example, if you keep observing the breath and chant Futo while you breathe in and out, after a short while when it gains the skill, Futo will disappear, but you will still keep breathing and observing the breath. And eventually, all the mantra or the breath itself will change into some kind of a light. To practice concentration, just find an object that your mind is happy to be with. So if your mind is not that wild, that scattered, just use one technique, that would be enough. But if your mind is too wild, scattered too much, perhaps you need several techniques on top of each other, like breathing with chanting, pausing, mantra. And while you chant or while you observe, you can move your body about. You don't have to, you know, stay stiff. So just see the mind moves and changes. So for some people where they gain a deep level of concentration and absorption, sometimes they see light. And they might feel some bliss or joy rises up. Just observe those changes. But all this practice is called samatha, or samadhi, or concentration. So that's a practice where you need to create a skill for the mind to gain concentration or peacefulness. But having a precept, keeping the precepts, helps your mind calm down easily. Because for example, if you need to lie or you cheat on your spouse, your mind is too busy, yeah? Too wild. And you have to be thinking all the time, trying to avoid the facts, or you know, try to hide the truth. Your mind is too busy. But if you do that all the time, you're too skillful, like you lie all the time. Sometimes the mind is not that wild because you're so skillful lying already. Try to have mindfulness as frequently as possible so you can choose the approach of your conduct. You can keep the precepts, and the precept would help you gain concentration. And when you become very skillful after practicing for a while, concentration would rise easily and quickly. So you need to practice doing the concentration until you're very skilled, very keen on that. Like some of his teaching assistants, they're very skillful in doing concentration. They can go in and out of concentration absorption easily and quickly. Longpa is teasing me about his name. That is very suitable for doing the concentration, because concentration gives you bliss. So when you keep the precepts, and that give, easily gives you concentration, just pick a technique to cultivate mindfulness. But after a while, you need to know about the hindrances that would obstruct you from further concentration or further develop mindfulness. One of the hindrances will happen normally to everyone is scattered mind. Once you are aware of that happening, you don't have to fix anything, just know that it's happening. The mindfulness would kick in and your mind would instantly calm for that short period of time. But he said, people nowadays can't really do concentration because there's so many things going on in their world, their lives. But there are many levels of concentration, and we require only very subtle, very small concentration to use in practice mindfulness. You don't really need that deep level of concentration. But if you're practicing frequently, the concentration arises and mindfulness arises frequently, you will feel like it happened all the time. Because it happens simultaneously. Concentration necessary for mindfulness, you don't need to have it really deep. It can happen during your daily life activities. If you move and you're aware of it, concentration arises. And if you know you are aware of the phenomena correctly, the concentration arises. That's the way Longpa practiced, and one of his masters even called him the knower, because he is aware of the phenomena frequently, that it appears like it's happening all the time. And one time he got tested by the master. The master started laughing, and Longpa started laughing after him. And then the master suddenly stopped, and Longpa also suddenly stopped. And his mind didn't even move or fabricate anything further. It becomes really natural and automatic response. What's happening is that he's aware that the master is tasting him, and he stopped. So when he's aware of that, he stopped his own laughing, the mind stopped forming other thoughts or activities. And that's all the lesson for Longpa that day. So it's showing that when the mindfulness kicks in, all things stop in that moment, in that present moment. So he said, if you can't really assess your emotions within the heart, just use the body as the object of observation. So when you walk, eat, sit, talk, or whatever, just be aware of those activities. And that's called practicing already. It doesn't mean you have to do the sitting meditation or walking meditation formally all the time. Being aware or have mindfulness during the daily life is also practicing. Just observe all the changes that are happening during the day. So that's the core, the essence of the practice, to have mindfulness, being aware of your body and mind. And try to find the technique of the object that you find suitable for you. For example, you don't have to really follow the 14 steps of the hand gesture. You can just, wiggle your fingers and you can feel it, and that's awareness. So whether or not you're practicing, the key is whether or not you have mindfulness. And when you become skillful with having mindfulness awareness, eventually you gain wisdom, then all things comes up and it goes away eventually. Everything is impermanent. All things including lives. So whenever your beloved ones are passing away, you can find wisdom in that. And the sadness wouldn't overpower your mind. So he said, with mindfulness and you being in the present moment, you the sadness wouldn't overpower you easily. So it's time for Q&A, question and answer. He's asking a student whether her mind is at the base, within herself, or like with herself, basically. So she said, not really. She's kind of controlling herself a little bit, stressing herself. But Lompa said, well, in fact, for him, she's doing quite a bit of controlling, not just a little. He said that even a little of control, it's interfering. It's not correct. So even if how little it is, you need to be aware that you are doing that. He's teasing another student that now she's she loses some weight and then she feels happier about herself. Does she know that? And now she starts talking. Does she know that she tried to focus to control herself by focusing in? So just be aware of whatever she's doing is good enough. Over focusing is not practicing correctly. Does she know that she's over focusing again, focusing in again? Then he's trying to demonstrate with his facial expression. He said, does that look normal to you? Yeah. So it's not, right? Just be aware that you're doing that. When you over-focus or try to focus in, your face or your mind is just like his facial expression just now. So if you have a question, just press the number card. He said he remembered this guy. He just recently came, right? Has he noticed that his mind changes all the time? Even during the same day, leave alone a long period of time, the mind changes all the time. When you see things, when you listen, you hear things, the mind changes. When you think, the mind shifts as well. So whenever we make contact with perception senses, the mind changes. So let's be aware of those changes. Just keep observing the changes, and eventually you'll understand that all things that come up, you stay even a little for a little bit while, and then it disappears. Number 46. He's interrupting, pointing out the guy before that his mind wandered off. Did he know that? He said, just know that it wandered off, and when the mindfulness kicks in, the concentration would arise temporarily, and now his mind goes off again. Just be aware, when the mind goes off to thinking, just know so, and the concentration would come up. I say to go back to that lady. She would like to know why she's doing a sitting meditation and somebody called her and she doesn't want to come out of the concentration. Is that controlling herself? Lompa said, it's actually she already came out of the concentration because she can hear people calling her. So that's basically coming out of the concentration absorption already. And so what she needs to do next is to observe whether she's feeling any displeasure from hearing that, or she's okay with it. Just observe what changes in the mind. So the key here is to observe what's happening in the mind. So the main focus is not at the concentration, yeah? So if any liking or disliking come up, just know that it does. So let's remember that the key here is to be able to know the changes in the mind. Otherwise, he's doing the sitting meditation, he gets a headache. Would that happen if he changes to walking meditation? Or what should he do if that happens when he does the sitting meditation again? Nobu said the reason for the headache is because he controls himself too much. He stresses himself too much. So just try sitting casually in a relaxing manner. Just observing the body doing the breathing in and out. Don't focus or aim for peacefulness. Just kind of observe what's going on naturally. And the weakness of this person is he's overthinking. Don't try to learn through thinking. Just keep observing. Just observing what's going on. If you think too much, you get too confused easily. And then when you think too much, your thinking just kind of takes a lead. So just sit casually and relax. And try with a good smile, sweet, sweet smile now. He doesn't even try to smiling because he just jumped into his thinking and trying to say what he's thinking. Even when he's silent, he thinks a lot still. Okay, so now Longpo allows him to speak more. While he's doing the sitting meditation, his attention goes to the headache. So is that what he's supposed to do, just pay attention to the headache? Longpo said, well, if you sit correctly, the headache shouldn't come up, shouldn't happen. He has the headache because he stressed himself too much. He's over-controlling. He tried to manipulate himself too much. But if the headache comes up, just try to observe it in separation. Like the headache is one thing and the mind seeing it is another. And the headache just comes up into the mind, into the body. It wasn't before, but it just happened in a sudden. And the mind is the watcher, knowing that the headache is happening. The headache is in the body, is at the body, not the mind. The mind is the knower. But the problem for this person is not the headache, but overthinking. Because he thinks too much, it makes things too difficult for him. So if he just observe it casually, just know what comes up in the mind, if he's relaxed, if he's stressed, it would be easier, much, much easier for him to practice. She said she's also a heavy thinker, and she's quite stressed. And Longpo said, it's actually everybody thinks all the time. It's just a human nature. No one ever stops thinking. So she's not like more of a thinker than anybody else. So what she needs to do is when she thinks, she needs to observe whether she's she likes it or she's not liking it, she's displeased with it. And if she's feeling stressful and she wants that to disappear, just know so. Because when she knows that the stress comes up, the mindfulness kicks in, the stress would stop momentarily. But if she wants things to go a certain way and she doesn't know it, doesn't know that desire, then it doesn't stop and she becomes too stressed with what's going on. The man in the red t-shirt said he gets so absorbed deeply in his own thinking, so he needs to come out of his thinking and try to practice mindfulness, being aware when the mind goes off to think. It's okay to go off to thinking, but just know so. Said while she's trying to talk to him, she's putting on a persona. So it's not her real self. Now she, has she noticed that that's the urge, the drive to talk? She said she can't really see it in time. He said it's okay, you don't need to see it immediately in time. But just be aware later on that it comes up. He said, when you know that you have a question, then the question stops. So you don't really need to ask anything. All things appear and disappear, same as all the questions. Even the question you think that is important to know, it just comes and goes, and it becomes unimportant. Can she notice that the quality of her mind changes? Now the joy comes up, rises up, does she know? She does, and so that's a good practice, that's a progress for her. So this person is a newcomer, Lungpa said, it's good because there's fresh question for everyone. So does he know when the mind wanders off and he's a little bit control home himself too much? Does he know? So by Lungpa asking him all these questions is to test him whether he knows what's going on with himself. So while he's listening to Lungpa, does he know that the mind wanders off? He says yes. Does he know if the mind, whether the mind is at the base or with himself? He said yes. Lungpa said, well, actually no, it's kind of off base and with Lungpa, not with himself. So just try breathing casually and put some attention to the breath, but don't try to control it. Just going to have some attention. Try to know it casually. The last time she submitted the homework was in October, 2 years ago. The last time the homework was to observe whether she's over-focusing. She realized that now. Is she improving? He said yes. Because once you are aware of what's going on with your mind, you can definitely progress. And we will learn to accept the truth about the three characteristics. So the mind learn to detach from things. Like for example, you need to understand the truth about nature, that one day things will disappear or die away. Or sometimes you're faced with difficulties or things that you don't want to meet. It's just the nature of all things. Sometimes you face with the good things, sometimes the bad things. So your mind learn about this truth and become detached with things going on. So through practicing, your mind learn more and more about accepting this truth. This person said she's been trying practicing for over a year, but not that diligently. So Lungpa said, bad student. She would like to know whether she's practicing correctly. Because sometimes while during practice, she feels like something's like popping out of herself or like rising up in the middle of the chest. So Lungpa said all fabrications, all formations, mental or whatever, rises up from the middle of the chest. What you need to see though is that it comes up on its own. You don't really have any control over that. And if the body physically jerk, it's nothing special really, it's just because your mindfulness doesn't come up fast enough when there's something going on with your body. But it's nothing wrong with that, it can happen. So what she needs to do is to be aware when that happens and be in the present moment. Lungpa was telling a story that one time in Khon Kaen, Somebody asked him about the situation happened during the practice. So Paul thinks that for that person, she needs to go see a psychiatrist and that help. But sometimes it just things that happen naturally, but you've just never seen it before. If something that happened physically, then it's important you go consult with the doctor. But sometimes you need to observe it first, whether it's a mental formation. We said that the last homework was to observe the suppression of the aggregates. He said he can see that more clearly now. I can see that whatever comes up, there's joy and pleasant or unpleasant feeling come up along with it. Yang Paul asked whether he knows that his mind is kind of feel broader, lighter. That's a state of mind that he needs to observe. So don't get stuck in there. Don't just get stuck because he likes the state, because it's comfortable and relaxed. Try to notice the mind that's liking this state. So the key word here is to know when the liking or disliking comes up. So that's the last question.